That was Bleached doing Keep On Keeping On from their latest full length, which is called Welcome the Worms. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Just a reminder, it is our fall membership drive, so make that donation in support of live local music like that we are just about to hear. You can do that by calling 800-801-9976. Or if you're already tuned into the show online, you can go to WYSO.org and click that donate button. As you listen to the tunes from our live musical guests this evening, they hail from Cincinnati, and we're going to get to know them here in just a moment. But first, I'm so excited to welcome them into the studio. We are going to hear some live music right now from Blossom Hall. Take it away, you guys.
We're Blossom Hall.
Wake up to the darkness. Turn your back to the light. Wake up to the darkness. Tell yourself it's gonna be alright.
Sit inside our shapes, temporary, even further apart. Keep your waves straight, babe. Don't go anywhere, it'll take you everywhere.
Wake up to the darkness. Turn your back to the light. Wake up to the darkness. Tell yourself it's gonna be alright. Wake up to the darkness. Turn your back to the sun. Wake up to the darkness.
Tell yourself that you're having fun. Counting your time, yeah, you're counting the hours while you're watching your mind as you're pouring it out, you're pouring it out,
you're pouring it out,
watching your hands slowly go numb, reflecting on your reflections. You're looking at everyone is looking at everyone and everyone. Wake up to the darkness. Stare straight into the light. Wake up to the darkness.
Tell yourself it's gonna be alright. Wake up to the darkness. Turn your back to the sun. Wake up to the darkness.
Turn your back on everyone. Turn your back on everyone. Awesome. Thanks so much for having us, Kaleidoscope, tonight. That song is about working in an office and just being on social media all the time and how isolating that ends up being.
This next one's called Lake Ontario. Wrote it about one of my oldest friends.
Start corner of my eye. You are an outline in the dark. Our colors doubled in the light. We built a place where we could set our minds right. Ideas of ours into the sky and sand. Nobody else could decipher them. Do you want to try to get back to the start? In the corner of my eye, you are an outline in the dark. Clung to us. I couldn't get it off my hands. So many people introduced themselves to us. I played along.
Again, we're at Blossom Hall. This next song is about an old boss of mine who's no longer my boss. I think you'll figure out why after hearing this song. That lack of eye contact, I'll gladly forfeit. The clouds that surround you, that's where I live. I was your rope, so I wanted to give. The door turns. turn back for a moment.
Carrying you like a pebble, Jessica.
Blossom Hall, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome. We've got Nancy and Phil in the house. So glad you guys could be here tonight.
Thanks so much for having us, Juliet.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So tell me, how was it that the two of you started making music together? It sounds like you've been singing together for a long time. Is that the case?
A few years, yeah.
Yeah, like 3 years now.
At first, I wanted to be in Nancy's backing band. I like begged her to be in it, and then I convinced her to kick everybody else out.
That's pretty true. Phil and I met. We first met because Phil sold me a pedal at a music shop that no longer exists, and then he was running sound at just a like solo show that I was doing. We were both in other projects at the time, and just got together to play with a bunch of other people, and now we play with our drummer Charlie. He joined us about a year ago on like a just last minute pickup gig, and he's phenomenal. He just couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah.
So when you guys started making music together, even as a duo, was it kind of one of these like, oh, we're just hanging out and playing songs and oops, we have a band? Or was it a very intentional, like, we're starting a project and here we go kind of situation?
For me, it was very much like starting a project. My style tends to be a little out of the ordinary. Like, I do a lot of unusual structures and things like that. Phil knows way more about music theory, and so I think that combination really appealed to me.
It's the combination definitely comes out in the music and certainly in the way that the two of you sing together. I can hear both, you know, some interesting things happening and some unexpected things happening, and yet there's a very kind of conscious arrangement to it all that really, to me, harkens back to like Rilo Kiley and Juliana Hatfield and people like that. When you guys were sort of getting started, what were you thinking about, you know, that style of arrangement? Or is that something that kind of came out as you began sort of playing and writing together?
It was pretty organic. We didn't really try to consciously write in any style. It just kind of what came out. Mostly when we started, I was just playing guitar and Nancy was just kind of improvising. And that's still how we write a lot of our songs. So mm-hmm. I think it just so happened to come out that way.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, when we were first getting together and Phil was like, who do you want to sound like? My answer is, I want to be the Beatles, because then you get to do everything.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We still want to be the Beatles.
I think that's a good goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is true because that's one of the least limiting bands that you can say you want to sound like, because depending on the day and your mood, you can go super poppy or super experimental and still be kind of true to that influence.
Yeah,
I feel so validated that you just said Rilo Kiley right now, though, because I feel like that's what I've been pushing for the last year or so. I think they're phenomenal.
Yes. And oddly, I think More Adventurous just celebrated its 20th anniversary or something, which feels like it shouldn't be that long.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about what this year has been like for you. Just in looking at your Facebook page, it seems like you've been playing a lot of shows with some, bands that are definitely friends of the show. I saw you had some shows with Frontier Folk Nebraska and R-Ring. Mm-hmm. What's this year been like so far?
This year's been incredible. It's our first year really gigging a lot with our drummer Charlie and really trying to do it as full-time as we can. We've been recording and just been really busy. We ended up playing Midpoint Music Festival in the Taft Theater, which was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that was phenomenal to play that big stage.
It was great.
The technical support was excellent.
Props to the sound guys, for sure.
Seriously.
Especially having to do those festival stages like that.
Yeah.
That takes some nerves of steel, I think.
Definitely.
So you've been recording. Tell me a little bit about how that's been going.
Sure. Well, so far we've been doing some recordings at my house. I'm a sound engineer, so we've just been kind of experimenting in different rooms and just kind of piecing it together. We have one single out now called It's Easy to Want to Die, which we'll play later, that was recorded in my basement. And we have another single coming out soon called Parasols that we recorded in my living room. So you can hear the difference.
You could make a concept album with every room of the house.
Totally.
Is the goal to do a full length or have you even decided yet?
We definitely want to do a full length. At first, we just want to get a few singles out there so we have a bit of a presence. And we're going to work with a studio to record, but probably in a little bit unconventional of a space, either Woodward Theater or just another, my buddy's practice space in downtown Cincinnati. That's this huge room that's all wood and just sounds amazing.
Oh, so, that'll be fantastic. Yeah. That's exciting. So is that kind of what winter is looking like? Is kind of really focusing in on recording?
Yeah, definitely. Recording and, holidays with the family.
Yep. And writing a lot.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to taking some time off. Phil is a prodigious songwriter. Every week or so, I get a text message hey, I wrote this new song. Do you want to come over and, work it up? So I'm really excited to be able to have the space and time to dive in again.
That'll be awesome. Well, we'll look forward to some new material coming soon, as well as the upcoming single, in addition to the one that is out already. But if folks want to see you guys live, I know you've got a couple of shows coming up in Cincinnati.
We sure do. Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, we're really excited to play Ladyfest this weekend on the 14th at 11:30.
11-something.
11-something. Yeah, we just switched time slots with someone. But we're really excited to be part of Ladyfest this year. It's just such a phenomenal undertaking. Mostly by Rochelle Kaplan. So thank you, Rochelle, and everyone who's working on this. So Ladyfest, we're playing at Junkers on Saturday around 11.
Yeah, and then the next day we're playing Blinkfest, which is going to be this insane light show, projections on buildings and stuff. I'm sure you've heard of it, maybe.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I've never made it down, but I've been hearing tell of this from a couple of other bands as well.
I think it's actually the first year, but it used to be Luminosity, which was just on Music Hall. And now it's all of, I don't know if it's Main
Street.
It's
20 blocks, and it's the biggest light show in the United States.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't even know
that. Yeah, it's like 4 days long.
And so you get to be a part of the soundtrack for this giant light show.
And it's not being marketed as a music festival, but there is so many amazing bands playing for free. So people should definitely come check it out.
Yeah, we're playing at 6 on Sunday at Finley Market.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, cool. We will get some info up on both of those shows. We've already got a link to connect with Blossom Hall on the show's Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there, connect with them, keep tabs on upcoming recordings as well as live gigs. And speaking of live stuff, what do you think? Shall we do a few more?
Sure, let's
Sounds
do
great.
It.
Sounds great.
All right. We've got Blossom Hall in the house performing live for us here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3. WYSO.
I think Nancy wants to introduce this one.
Okay, this is a song I wrote about two good friends passing away.
All set. My guitar doesn't like your studio for some reason, but I do.
Is it too much climate control?
I don't know. It's just finicky. It's been sitting in the car.
So this song is called Only Friend. Amy cut her hair and Rafe is gone. I bought a car. Well, things have changed a lot. You were here, now you're not. And that part is the same. I got nothing to do, so I'll play the game. Oh, but I've been a little bit. Yeah, man, you know I'm in the thick of it lately. I have been on the edge of it. I'm sick of it, you know I've been a little bit. Do you wanna be best friends forever? We'll take a hike like through the violet and the heather or whatever. Do you wanna be like hermit crabs and share shells? Oh, but I've been a little bit, yeah, man, I know I'm in the thick of it lately. I have been so sick of it. I've been a little bit, I know I've been a little bit. We're my only friend. Or were we just pretending?
This last song is called It's Easy to Wanna Die. one of the first songs we wrote together, and it's our upcoming single. The song is about a time where Nancy almost drowned, and she could tell you more about it, but she can't right now.
Well, I didn't drown.
That's good.
Yeah, so I wrote this song instead with Phil. Salt and sand are ringing in the sun. Sink beneath the granite, rung by rung. From underwater, sea level is sky.
Blossom Hall live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them this weekend, Saturday. They'll be performing at Junkers in Cincinnati as part of Cincinnati's Lady Fest. Sunday, they'll be at Finley Market as part of Blink Fest. Lots of cool bands on that bill. A couple that have been on this show as well. We've got full details as well as ways to connect with Blossom Hall on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure.
Thanks, Juliet. This is super fun.